The greatest Americans have not been born yet. They're waiting patiently for the past to die. Please give blood. Those crumbled tablets were to share a story with a burning bush. Where is that voice from nowhere to remind us that the holy ground we walk on, purified by native blood, has rooted trees whose fallen leaves now color code a sacred list of demands? Who among us can give translation of autumn hues to morning news? The anchor man thrown overboard has simply rooted us in history's repeating cycle, a nation in its saddened years that won't acknowledge karma. Where is that voice from nowhere, the ones your prophets spoke of? There are voices from fear, disconnected from their diaphragms, dangling from coffee-covered teeth that spill into our laps and scorch our privates. There are voices from the sides of necks, some already noosed, dangling participles, pronouns, running for sentence, serving life in corner offices and ghetto corners. Their voices are the same, dead to themselves, numb to the possibility of truth existing beyond that which they can palm in their hands, period. There are voices of elders, which seem to do no more than damn us to our childish ways, for in many households wisdom no longer comes with age. So where is that voice from nowhere, that burning bush, that passing dove? I hear the voices of generals calling for ammunition, presidents calling for arms, women calling for help. Where is that voice from nowhere, that God of Abraham? Can he be heard over the gunfire, the whiz of passing missiles, the crash of buildings, the cries of children, the crack of bones, the shriek of sirens? Or is that his mighty voice, your angry God craving the sacrifice of virgin generation sons degenerate, your holy books written in red ink on burning sands? Your prayers between rounds do no more than fasten the fate of your children to the hammered truth of your trigger, a truth that mushrooms its darkened cloud over the rest of us, so that we too bear witness to the short-lived fate of a civilization that worships a male god. Your weapons are phallic.
What's good? You listen to Rise Up Radio. That was Saul Williams with Bloodletting. So, with the rise of artists like Saul, the spoken word and slam scenes have become increasingly popular, especially in New York City. Spoken word is a kind of performance poetry, often political, often with elements of hip-hop, and has been used as a tool to motivate and raise consciousness among young people.
And hasn't just been used as a tool to, you know, get young people conscious, but young people have actually been using it themselves to take it into their own hands and make of it something new. Right now we have five poets in the studio from Urban Word NYC, a poetry and hip-hop organization for teens based in Union Square. Urban Word NYC, which branched off from Youth Speaks New York, was founded in 2002 and has become a fresh, powerful force on the spoken word and slam scene. It offers a safe, 100% uncensored space with free workshops, open mics, and slams for teens.
Sorry, it's actually formed in 1999, but it changed its name. Yeah.
Youth Speaks goes way back.
So, joining us now from Urban Word, we have Tyrone West, Tahani Salah, Becca Dinnerstein, Sean Redwood, and Molly Birnbaum. Welcome.
Yo, what's up, New York? How you doing?
Hey.
Good morning. So we're going to start out, I think, just by having Becca spit a poem. Becca, you ready?
Yeah.
Spit.
I write poetry when my being is consumed by a storm, seeking to use what monsoon rain it can from me and then abort me. Abort me, I write poetry late night, mid-afternoon, early morning, when songs of morning become songs of mourning. I write poetry when my words begin to echo that songbird trapped in the cage of herself, her own wasteland of a heart. I write poetry because I want to be danced into the horizon with your lips. I write poetry so that I don't become my fossilized emotion, as my own shadow is afraid of itself, wanting to exit its dark perceptions. Night comes and my shadow says to the surrounding darkness, guard me while I sleep. I write poetry because I slipped into a crack in the sidewalks of my cerebrum. I became an almost explosion that would have massacred cities of love for me. I write poetry because this heartbeat is my spirit's antennae. I carve poetry in dilapidated sandcastles of memory. Carve, let me free. I write poetry when night traps me with her claws like steel bars. I pounded on the bars with that same heartbeat, ba-bum, ba-bum, and the doors to the skies opened. It so happened my body had summoned a hurricane. My body was hosting a hurricane. It rained hysterical through my eyes. I write this poem honoring Ginsberg. I write poetry when I am once again ruled by darkness. Overcame the light, darkness ransacked the wind to his finger painting the skies because it felt good on her hands. I write poetry because darkness left that wind smiling, undefeated, and I should learn from this wind.
Thank you, Becca.
Thank you. We should all learn from this wind. Speak.
So, Becca, tell us how you first started getting involved with spoken word in general.
Whoosh.
When did you start writing?
I started writing when I was real, really young, but I got involved in urban word, I think, last year when I got involved in a slam, the slam to go to the Nationals in Chicago.
Tell us a little bit about urban word. What makes it so good?
It's so good.
Is it so good?
It is. It is because it's very uncensored. It's a very comfortable place to go and express yourself and just feel comfortable in yourself, which is rare for a young person.
What do you think about spoken word as a... I mean, we've talked a lot about how young people have been using it to move, to affect change, right? I mean, there's all sorts of youth poets rising up everywhere. It's not just urban word, it's really across the country. We see a lot of young people really using poetry to reach people who they wouldn't otherwise be reaching. What do you think about, I mean, how can we specifically use spoken word as really, like, as our power, as, like, the voice of our generation?
I think that any art form is really important, and if you can find any sort of tool, like every tool is a weapon, and I just think that you can use that to sort of fight for what you believe in, you know, despite anyone that you might not be reaching in any other way, you can reach people in a certain way, and I think that's a really powerful thing.
Do you think this is a new way to reach people in ways that they kind of want to hear, that
I think
that young people might be listening to fellow young people saying things through spoken word that they wouldn't be listening to, you know, otherwise?
Yeah, I think it's because spoken word is such a visceral thing, like it kind of hits you in your gut. And I think that's the most important thing, not to get people in their brains, but to get them in their guts. And I think that if you can do that, that's the most powerful thing in the world.
That's dope. That's powerful.
For sure.
I think next, Tyrone is going to spit a poem. You want to go, Tyrone?
Yeah. Speak. All right. All right. Where I'm from, people buy Cadillac trucks with 20-inch rims, buy throwbacks and Jordans and complain about the rent. With kids, they with their single mother with no pops around and walk to school among cigarette butts and crack vials on the ground. With young girls going back stairwells with dudes with braids to perform sexual acts for money every day. Where there's more guns on the street than stop signs or traffic lights. Quick to put out the steel when they get in the fights. Well, hot water can be used one sink at a time. Hearing pepper sprayed by the cops that can't wash out your eyes. Well, 10-year-old girls develop faster these days and go showing off their body in their own sexual way. Well, a fine man asks you where the fire is when the smoke fills the air and while people are dying and fighting to get out, we're pointing over there. Well, the mayor of New York has more money than the city, but without wanting to give a ticket to a pregnant woman resting her feet. Well, they're scared to build footlockers, rims, and circuit cities for fear that they get robbed by kids under 13. Where kids under 13 smoke more weed than me and go selling on the streets before they turn 16. Where money for the poor goes to game shows and lotteries. Pat, I want to buy a vibe. Can I solve the puzzle, please? I was born here, raised, and I grew up here. But I know if I left this soil, I want to know how to live. Mm.
That's what's up. So there's a lot of powerful imagery in your poem. You want to talk like a little bit about just how'd you get involved with urban word?
I think it was in 2002. I went to a poetry slam. I think it was the finals. And I saw all these kids performing. I thought I wanted to be a part of that. Since I already wrote rhymes, I wanted to be a part of that. So I sent in an entry form to be a part of the workshops. And they picked me in from then on, just smooth sailing from there, basically.
What inspires you to write?
Mainly things that's like affecting me right now, you know, like things going on that people like me can't really do anything about it. If I could, I would. But since I can't, I write about it, and I feel like that I did something by writing about it. You know, like things going on, like like the mayor giving pregnant women tickets for sitting down, you know, I can't do anything about that, but I write a poem and, like, get off my chest to, like, let people know that, like, it's wrong for, like, doing things like that. And, like, if I'm bored, I just write a poem, and it turns out to be a hot piece that I wrote. So, mainly, it's about just spreading my knowledge of what's going on.
That's doing something about it, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit, what do you think? I mean, there's all sorts of... What do you think what you would be doing if you weren't doing spoken word or with Urban Word?
If I wasn't with Urban Word, I'd probably be broke. I'd probably be in jail right now because I did a lot of things, but now that I hooked up with Urban Word, then like give me like a positive outlook on things, you know, like if it wasn't for Urban Word, then I wouldn't have nowhere to go at four o'clock on weekdays. I could be like in the streets or whatever. Since Urban Word, since Urban Word started, since I joined, it's been like a good thing for me.
So. Safe space.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So we got one more poet left lined up for this part of the show, and then stay around because we're going to have some more poets at the end of the show. But for now, we got Tahani Salah. Tahani, ready?
Yeah.
Say Tahani.
I found your eyes hidden between mind-boggling blackouts, never understanding where they began or ended, or where to pick up and start over. I won't let you run through me like you've done to souls and minds of my loved ones, leaving souls full of X-marked scars and heartache miles long. You forever trying to leave my inner soul reaching levels of anger and anguish. No, no more. Picture this, lion's den you cornered, no escape. You have picked the wrong fight, the wrong battle, the wrong war. I have found you with self-inflicted wounds and damaged conscience. I am justice. Standing on mountaintops screaming, release me, I am holding lemons to make future lemonade in one hand and life's decisions in another. Diversity is our beauty and integration is our blood as it flows down the roads that we walk on screaming. The people united shall never be defeated with a reason centuries old. It is now time for our revolution. The children of today cannot love our tomorrow if the people of today do not. End peace.
It is now time for our revolution.
And revolution.
So, Tahani, here's my question for you. Well, first, tell us how you got involved with Urban Word.
I've been with Urban Word since, like, 2001. I received a flyer from one of my teachers because, you know, Urban Word is very involved with the school system and public because there are a lot of voices out there. So, I got a flyer and I signed up for one of the workshops. And, you know, it's just been, you know, a great experience from there. I've been involved with the workshops, and now I'm on the youth board, which most of us are on. I'm on the guerrilla committee, and because we're broken up into committees, and we're part of the outreach-based work in Urban Word. And right now we're very proud to say that we're going to have workshops in February, February 4th and February 11th. Please come out to 59 Union Square. We're at Teachers and Writers on the 7th floor. Please come out. We are more than happy to have any voices. So they're from 4:30 to 6. More than welcome.
And how can people get in touch if they want more info?
Definitely go to our website, www.urbanwordnyc.org. Or you can call us at 212-691-9599.
All right, say that one more time.
We'll give you all the contact info at the end of the show. Right. Don't worry about it.
We'll tell you later.
Thank you, Tahani.
What you just heard was this generation's voice for freedom and justice.
Bang bono, omi le ro re o. bá ń dàgbà omi ló máa ń lò. Tomi bá pọmọ rẹ̀ hù omi náà ló máa ń lò. Ṣé kò